We're doing Pekavot. We're up to the second chapter, the third Mishnah. Hevu zeirin barashut. Be careful with politicians, with bureaucrats. Shen mekavin lo la'adam ela letzorech atzman. They only bring a person close when they stand to gain from it. Nirin ko'avin bishat anatan. They seem like they like a person when they benefit from it. But they don't really stand by a person when he needs them. So the Rabbeinu Yonah writes as follows. The Mishnah means stay away from politicians. Ultimately, they make a person lose his assets. They don't bring a person close unless they think they'll benefit from it. Dvar shilton einenu ach lachkor bnei adam ve'en cheker l'machshavotav u'mi yered l'sof da'ato. The ruler has many thoughts, and he who stands on the outside thinks he knows what the guy on top is thinking, but he doesn't. And we don't begin to know what he's considering. Nirin ko'avin b'shanta na'atan medabrim rakot. They speak gently when they benefit. Umarin parenim shel ahava. And they show a countenance, they show an expression of love. Bizman shemakirin revach bedavar. And the real impetus behind that behavior is because they think they stand to gain. So they could put on a show as though they love a person, but the consideration is cruel and calculated behind it. They think they're going to gain, they're going to treat him like a friend. They don't stand by a person when he really needs them. When they suddenly find themselves in a tight spot financially, then when they're tight, they're ruthless. And even the poor are fair prey for them. And they're willing to make moves that will cause a person to lose his finances, and they're willing to forget the past relationships that they had with a person. That's the simple reading of this Mishnah. And if that's the understanding of the Mishnah, so then the Mishnah came to tell us what's wrong with politicians. That's a simple reading. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says, but that's not, no. That's not what the Mishnah is saying. Because leadership is really the foundation of the world. You can't have a society without leaders. Whatever you'll say about politicians, you need them. Someone has to make laws. Someone has to ensure things happen. And they're the ones that ensure there's justice around here. And if there's ever a capacity for a person to be truthful, it's a leader. Because he doesn't need others. If he has enough power, then he can be honest and truthful, and he doesn't have to care what others think of him. A true leader isn't scared. And really, they don't have anything that should prevent them from being honest. So the one person who has no one to fear is the leader. And the leader is the one who really is responsible to ensure there's justice and things go right. So you can't say, stay away from leaders. We're accustomed to politicians that really fall in line with the Mishnah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, but wait, the Jewish approach isn't that leaders are all corrupt and they're there for their own benefit. That's not pshat in the Mishnah. So what I think, says Rabbeinu Yonah, I think the Mishnah is as follows. When we speak about leaders, when we speak about rulers, they're not in control of what they like or hate. When a ruler expresses affection for someone and he's benefiting from it, we view the ruler, the leader, as an extension of Hashem. And if he is showing affection to someone, that's Hashem showing affection. And when a person sins, and then Hashem wants him to have troubles, How could a person stand up to Hashem's anger? But Hashem works through the bureaucracy, through the leaders. And so Hashem, if he wants to punish a person, so then even if the leader wants to be affectionate to this person, but Hashem wants the person to be punished. And Hashem has, if Hashem's decided to punish a person, so then the leader will not be able to work differently. And that's what the verse says in Mishlei. The heart of the leaders, the hearts of the kings are in the hands of Hashem. What the verse in Mishlei means to say is, כמו הפלג האדמתהו לכל צד שירצה, כך לב מלך ביד השם נעתות להיטיב לאיש אשר הוא חפץ בעיקרו, ומשלם לסוניו אל פניו לעבידו. There are things that we easily control. And just as there are things that the human easily controls, so too the heart of the king is something which God easily sways in this direction or not. And that's because Hashem uses leaders to make change in the world. So this is a concept that we find in Mishlei. It's a concept that's recurring in Chazal. And that is the idea that leaders have less b'chira chofshit than anyone else. We view a leader as in the hands of Hashem. His heart, like the Pasuk says, his heart is in the hand of Hashem. Yeah?
It seems to me that in the first part of the Mishnah, where he's talking about many politicians, as we know it, it seems to be in a not perfected system of democracy, which is better than most, but since the person has to be dependent on the goodwill of the people for his power all the time, you know, it's very, you know, to curry favors, to be two-faced, and not that, it often goes with the territory, and he finances it, and in this day and age, even more so, you know, needs everything. But in the second part, where he seems to be talking about in a perfected system, and we had kings, some were very good, some were very bad, but the ones that were very bad at that time, according to this, reflecting what the people needed, you think, at that time? Is that what he seems to be saying?
This is something which I've been wondering about for many years. There are times when the kings acted and the people were held accountable. We have many times in Tanakh that the actions were not the people's. The people didn't call the shot. And it seems as though the Navi holds the people accountable because they could have rebelled, they should have rebelled, they should have ensured it played itself out differently. And yet, you have this concept where sometimes you say the people were meant to be punished. You have that in the Navi Yeshaya, what we learned last week, that sometimes the Navi says that the king is going to get it all wrong because the people deserve to have confusion and mayhem. And there you see the king is the hand of Hashem. Sometimes we say the sins are the people's sins, like the king made a choice and the people shouldn't have stayed with him. And sometimes we say, no, it's the other way around. God made the king make the wrong move in order to affect the people. So I'm not sure when you say which.
It's so harsh. You know, it's like Churchill's, I think they get credit, Pope Churchill, literally, you know, people get the government they deserve. I mean, to a certain extent, yeah, but if you're held in, you know, by the, you're going to get your whole family, you're going to be sipped off to Siberia and this and that to go and rebel, it's not so simple. I mean, people starve in North Korea, I mean, you know. Anyway,
I don't know. So the Pasuk says the heart of the king is in the hand of Hashem. The Pasuk isn't speaking about anyone else, even though technically Hashem has everyone's heart in his hand. Mipnei she'af al pi shechoshev machshavot uviyado yechol la'asot lefi hanireh la'einayim. Even though the king will think this way or that way, but the truth is that he doesn't have the b'chira chofshit. Whatever he's going to do was decided from above. So this is a very hard concept. That's what the Ben Yonah is saying, though. He's saying that when you look at a king, don't think he's the one affecting you. So that's an interesting approach to bureaucracy in general, to leadership in general. Sounds a little bit Machiavellian, But that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah writes. Yeah, he says Hashem controls their hearts, and some commentaries learn that this is teaching us what sometimes happens, that Hashem interferes in the thinking process or the actions of a leader. But Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be learning that this is a constant process, that when we look at a king, what we're seeing is really the expression of what Hashem wants in the world, and it has nothing to do with the king himself. It has nothing to do with his personality. That's the way Rabbeinu Yonah is learning, and then we'd have to wonder, how could kings be held accountable, right? They don't have b'chira chofshit, so then why do we find throughout the Navi that kings are blamed? You have Nebuchadnezzar, Harosha, the wicked Nebuchadnezzar, what do you want from him? So we have in the Navi a concept that sometimes Hashem says, I decided that they'd be punished, Vehema, but the people, Hirbu, they were even worse. God says, I decreed, let's say, a certain amount of punishment, and they with their cruelty, they went beyond what I decreed. Again, where do you draw the line? Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't give us a clear line, and he seems to go all out. He says, you know, you look at a king, you're looking at God. You're looking at what God wants in the world. That's very, very far. But that's what he says.